Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. Now, last Friday, I brought you the story of Ella Edwards and her petition to get a private loan company to forgive her son's student loan after her son died suddenly. It is a $10,000 debt that Ms. Edwards just can't afford. At 61, she retired early due to illness. And Tom, now she had to go back to work as a seamstress on a line at a car company just to pay off this debt. Now, this is a private loan company that won't forgive the debt. By the way, her son also had two federal loans that were forgiven when Ms. Edwards showed them his death certificate. Now, Tom, we tried to have her on last Friday, but she wasn't able to take a break from work in time for us to confirm her on as a guest. But she is here today to talk to us because we really wanted our audience to hear from Ms. Edwards. Good morning, Ms. Edwards.
Good morning.
Now, let me clear this up because there's some confusion. Exactly. Your son is Jermaine Edwards. Now, there's been no cause of death. Do we know now what caused him to die?
It's still saying, excuse me, it's still saying he died of natural causes.
Had he been ill or anything?
No, he wasn't ill of anything. He had worked that day, been working, never was sick. And he had worked and he got off work and went home and, you know, went to bed and didn't get up.
Now, you and your son?
No autopsy?
The autopsy ruled it as natural causes.
At what age?
He was 24.
Now, I know this has been difficult for you. Jermaine started paying on this particular loan about 8 or 9 years ago, and you've continued to pay on it since his death. But you say it's still above $10,000. You're only able to pay a little bit at a time?
Yeah, Jermaine, when he took the loan out, it was for $10,000. And he started paying on the loan, I think, like early 2004. And today, we've been paying on it since 2004. And today, the balance is $10,849.14.
Now, have you spoken with this company? Why won't they forgive it?
They said they just don't forgive, student loans. They don't forgive loans like this. You know, whatever you sign, they say you got to pay.
So you've had to come out of retirement and go back to work. How has that been for you?
It is so hard. I'm telling you, I just don't feel like working. I don't feel like working, you know.
Because you have health challenges yourself.
Yeah, when my son passed away, my whole world just fell apart.
Yeah. And you've been very stressed. In fact, Tom, she's gone to a doctor and she's on medication for her stress.
Yeah.
Ms. Edwards, one thing I wanted to clear up, because you and I talked about this. You said that there was, you know, the community has followed your story and they've given feedback on it. And they want to know why you didn't use the life insurance money that you had on your son to pay off this debt.
Well, you
and
know,
you wanted to explain that.
Yeah, I took a life insurance policy out on my son in 1986, and I, you know, took it out through my job, and the payment came out payroll deductible. So since 1986, my payment was paid on time, and when my son passed March the 9th, 2009, the last payment for my policy came out March the 3rd, 2009. But when I got ready to file the claim for the policy, you know, to bury my son, and they denied the policy. They said he wasn't eligible. So I didn't get any life insurance money.
Oh, good night.
Insurance didn't pay me.
So you got no insurance money
for his life
that you had been paying on for years.
Yes, I had been paying on since 1986.
And you're responsible for his debt because you were a co-signer on this loan?
Yes. Yes, I was a co-signer on the federal loans as well.
Right.
And the federal loans was forgiven.
Yeah.
And so, Jackie...
I don't think, no one should have to pay for a loan like this. It's something I can't use and Jermaine can't use it.
Right.
And I feel that the federal loans was forgiven and the private loan should start, you know, the private loan people should start forgiving these loans.
Is the petition...
Yeah, it's with change.org. And, you know, what is giving Ms. Edwards hope is that they've collected almost 200,000 signatures.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they've gained more since we did this story on Friday. But Ms. Edwards, I mean, what do you think will happen once they take these signatures and turn them over to this company?
I don't know. I'm just hoping and praying to God that they forgive this loan and forgive other parents' loan in the same situation as I am, because the phone calls and, you know, coming from these companies harassing you for payments, it just is very distressed. It's very stressful.
Yeah. You say sometimes when you're going to be late with a payment, you call them and let them know, and they still call you?
Yeah, I can call them, say, if I'm going to be too late, if I'm 2 days late, I'll call them and tell them so they won't call me, because the calls is so stressful. If I'm going to pay, like, if my payment due on a Wednesday, if I call Wednesday and tell them I'm going to pay Friday, they'll write that down, and they tell me the call's going to continue until you pay. And they do. They continue to call you, so, you know, you can't work with them. So my thing is, I want all the parents to know to please be careful on these private loans, because, I mean, it's a nightmare to come back to haunt you if you lose a child, because, you know, losing a child, it ain't nothing to play with.
Now, I'm no Clark Howard, Jackie, but isn't there something about you, if you write them and tell them stop calling me, or you tell them to stop, they're supposed to?
They are supposed to.
They don't never stop. They don't stop. And I'm 61 years old, so I don't know. You know, I don't know the law.
Well, Ms. Edwards, didn't you say someone reached out to you? There's another family going through the same thing?
Yeah, there's another family. You know, their son had a car accident, and they with the same company. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going through the same thing, because, you know, they didn't forgive their loan either.
What's the name of the company?
National Co-League Trust, First Marblehead, out of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's National what, ma'am?
National Co-League Trust.
Co-League Trust.
Yeah, all of that information, the name of the company and the details of Ms. Edwards' story is at change.org. Again, that's the organization that's helping her with this petition. And we don't know what's going to happen once they get all those signatures. You know, Tom, one of the main reasons Ms. Edwards wanted to do this.
Nothing,
you don't think so?
No.
But I would like to thank all the people for supporting my petition. And I also would like to ask National Co-League Trust First Marblehead to please forgive my student loan so I can go find my baby. Mm. I need to find my baby.
Well, Ms. Edwards,
Ms. Edwards.
Yes.
Ms. Edwards.
Yes.
You stay on the line and give me your account number and all the information, and I'll pay the $10,800.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Oh, I can't believe this. Thank you so much.
So you can rest your soul.
I just need to find my baby. I need to find my baby. I can't live without my baby.
It's okay, Ms. Edwards. It's okay. It's okay.
Thank you all so much.
Yes, Tom.
Give me all of her information.
I have all
of her
information.
I thank all the people that supported my petition. I thank y'all so much.
Thank you. And Tom, you know, one of the main reasons she wanted to do this was to let other parents know that to be careful of this. You know, she didn't want any money. She wanted them to forgive it so she could just go on with her life.
And they should.
Yeah.
And they should.
Shame on them.
But they won't.
Okay.
God bless you, ma'am.
All right, stay on the line.
Loans every day, and they ain't good, I'm telling you. And I didn't know, you know, I didn't know they was different until my son had passed away. And I'm sure other parents out there don't know either. And I want these parents to know, these private loans ain't nothing to play with. It will come back. If you lose a child, they will drive you crazy. There have been times, I mean, all I can do is fight off not taking my own life because... You know, the stress from...
Don't worry about it. Don't stress. Don't go to work today. I'll take care of it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes,
ma'am. I thank everybody out there for listening to my story and supporting my petition.
It's all right.
Because there's so many parents out there like I am.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're going to continue to be more.
Good job, Jackie, for bringing that to our attention, and great job, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thanks, Ms. Edwards. Please hold on.
Huggy next, and I need that. 27 past the hour.